Thursday, September 30th, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Brad Doubleman. Making headlines. Unemployment and poverty must be addressed to ensure growth in South Africa, delegates at the launch of the Decent Work Country program said on Wednesday. Labour Minister Mbatisi Mdladlana said that the country is sitting on a time bomb if these issues are not dealt with. A draft document on the first program of its kind in the country was signed by representatives of government, the International Labour Organization, organized business, organized labour and community constituencies at the National Economic Development and Labour Council in Johannesburg. One of the program's main focuses is ensuring that the right to work is enforced. It is further aimed at strengthening fundamental principles and rights at work, promoting employment creation, strengthening and broadening social protection coverage, and social development. The minister called the program a major breakthrough. World Bank President Robert Zoellick on Wednesday called on economists to rethink the way that they look at issues affecting developing nations and that he was overhauling the way that his institution approached research. Speaking at Georgetown University in the US, Zoellick said that development economics was often too narrow-focused and not transparent enough to those affected by policies that emerged from the analysis. The global financial crisis and the rise of developing countries had forced a rebalancing of the world economy and raised questions about policy approaches. Zoellick said that as a policymaker, he looked to development economics for answers. He said that the World Bank would apply its economic know-how to studying issues from food security to what drives growth to be more relevant to the developing countries it assists. He identified four areas that needed more research. These include a better understanding of how economic transformations occur, and why some countries are able to grow and others remain trapped in dire poverty. Setting up a fund to develop regional infrastructure could assist Southern African countries to speed up regional integration, as a lack of meaningful cross-border infrastructure is holding back faster integration, said South Africa's Department of Trade and Industry Director General Shadiso Matona on Wednesday. Addressing delegates at a national conference on the Southern African Customs Union in Pretoria, Matona said that improved infrastructures such as energy, telecommunications, railways and roads could facilitate trade and cooperation between member states. He suggested that a portion of the shared revenue pool of the union could be put into a fund to promote spatial development initiatives and cross-border infrastructure. Further, Matona stated that SAKU should implement practical programs to attract capital through foreign direct investment and better manage common revenue to spur industrial growth in the region. Also making headlines, the South African government releases a non-binding request for information from potential developers on renewable energy, cogeneration, and small-scale electricity projects for submission by October 7, 2010. The heads of United Nations peacekeeping missions across West Africa appeal for Guinea's presidential candidates to push ahead with a delayed vote because of the risk of destabilizing the region. The South African Constitutional Court will on Thursday hear an appeal by the Citizen newspaper against a defamation finding in favor of former Ekurhuleni Metro Police Chief Robert McBride, and the United Nations Security Council lifts all sanctions against Sierra Leone 8 years after an 11-year civil war that was at the center of the so-called blood diamond trade. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today.